Com. Is that your own organization?
It's a website that I run. So I'm a traveling street preacher and evangelist. My name's James. This is my wife, Debbie. Nice to meet you. James. What's your name?
Linda.
The B and Yaakov, actually.
Okay, whatever. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about the book of James.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
The book of James.
So, no, we don't belong to any man-made organization. We obviously, why would we not want to belong to a man-made organization? Because we follow the Most High. And so name a denomination, quick. Name
Catholic.
One. Invented by man in about the 8th century that's full of paganism and sin and worldliness.
Islam.
Invented 800 years after Jesus Christ.
By who?
By Mohammed. In the desert.
John thinks so.
And are you guys Muslims?
No.
Oh.
John thinks so.
Islam comes along centuries after Jesus Christ spoke the truth. It ripped off some of Christianity. They honor Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but they deny who Jesus is. And Islam's easy to refute. Ready?
So does the Talmud.
Okay. Yeah, it does. You're right. Yeah, we're not into Judaism. Yeah. You can refute Islam real easy. Ready? They say Jesus is a great prophet. Do they not?
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Jesus said, in his own words, I am the Son of God.
Right.
Does Islam say there's no Son of God?
Yes.
So is Jesus a liar or a great prophet?
Right.
Not one of them will answer that for me. So the answer to the question is, we belong to the one true body of Christ.
Amen.
And that can be anybody. We know saints scattered all around the world.
Yep.
And that is people that have come to a saving knowledge of Christ. They've repented because of his death, burial, and resurrection. And they've repented. And repentance means you change your mind, you change your ways. Are you guys married? Or?
Yeah.
You're married?
Long time.
So I'm assuming when you got married, you changed your ways and said, her only, no other women.
That's correct.
I hope
so.
That's
a good assumption.
Okay. Well, I'm going to hope that that you did that. My marriage was that way. We forsook everyone else. So repentance is forsaking the world, your flesh, all false man-made religion, and to seek the kingdom of God with all that you are. It changes your mind. It changes your ways. And when God sees a willing vessel, it says in Acts 5, he will send the Holy Spirit to those who obey. Oh, can I finish the gospel real quick?
Yes.
And then the fruit that you obey and you know God and you're born again is holiness and obedience. Your entire life, how you live, act, talk, dress, function, what you preach, who you hang out with, how you entertain, how you recreate yourself. All of that falls under the lordship, headship, and sovereignty of God. And you live and you look like a child of God. You don't live like the world. And the last part, you must endure in that to the end.
I agree. But how?
How?
Through what agency?
Keep... Through the body of Christ and keeping the commandments of God.
Through God's Holy Spirit indwelling.
Through the Spirit. That is part of it. His Spirit.
That's all of it, brother.
No, the Spirit calls you into the body, the ecclesia, the called out ones. And then the Bible says, unless you obey, Christ made the way for those who obey him. And the Bible says in Hebrews 12 that without holiness, sir, you will not see God.
I understand that. But I'm not working toward holiness. Holiness is working me toward sanctification.
You cannot work for your salvation. You didn't hear me preach that. Jesus made the perfect righteousness. But if you say you have salvation, your fruit should be that you have tons of fruit. Jesus said much fruit in John 15. And he said you come out of the world. And he said you follow him. Most Christians that tell me they believe in Jesus, they're not following him. They haven't come out of the world. They haven't even come out of the church systems. They haven't been informed on how to dress their temples. This matters, how we dress our temples. God actually teaches on it, okay? They don't teach ladies, no disrespect, to cover their heads. The Bible teaches that. See, they're just small things. They're not small to God. They're important, but small to the world that they don't do. That's what the Holy Spirit draws you to. Jesus said he'll teach you all truth in John 16.
The proof of the salvation is the sanctification.
Right. So what if somebody says, I know Jesus, I'm born of him, but for 15, 20 years, they live like the world. They're watching sports and TV. They're following man-made religion. They don't learn how to dress their temple. Is that fruit that they're following the Holy Spirit?
That they need to get saved.
Well, either that or they're being rebellious. I would say you're right. Most people are false converts. Saved is a bad word. Salvation is an ongoing thing that you must attain to. You must attain through Christ and through your own walk. Read James 2. James 2. Everybody says this. Ready? And I appreciate you guys listening. Everybody says faith alone. You're saved by faith alone. There's not one Bible verse that says you're saved by faith alone. James 2 says you are not saved by faith alone. Your works justify your faith.
But the Holy Spirit in me is what works through me,
right,
and in me toward good works.
Right, but you have to obey him. It's a covenant. It's a will. He doesn't do it for you.
But it's not all mental. It's a heart relationship.
It's heart. But if Jesus said what's in your heart comes out of your mouth. So if your heart's for God, you should never go, whoa, go Packers, go Vikings. That's a worldly, carnal.
We were just talking about this the other day.
We were at a church
in Melbourne,
Florida. We don't even go to TV right now.
And they referred to, you can't say the word Super Bowl.
Who can?
Because it's trademarked.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So they would refer to it, Pastor Ann would refer to it as the...
Pastor Ann?
Pastor Jeff and Ann.
You should. That should be your first sign. It's a false church. Women pastors.
Well, we're not there anymore. But I'm just telling you a thing that they say. They used to call it Superb Owl, and she used to refer to it as the High Holy Day for the NFL people.
Yeah, well, that's just
think
it.
About that. Think about it.
That's just it.
They'll go out and they'll scream and wear colors and join this tribe.
Yep.
But what does that get them?
No, it doesn't. It's holiness. It's worldliness.
It's idolatry.
I just had people walking by me, and I know I have a loud voice, but I'm just preaching like this, and I'm just lifting up Jesus, and guys walk by me and go, shut up, you're too loud. And I saw him. He was standing at the parade when they went by with the cannons going off, the speakers blaring.
He was convicted.
Yeah, he's convicted, and he doesn't love the things of God. So what we encourage people to do is, if you're seeking the truth of God, begin to come out. I would challenge you. Come out of all those man-made religions. You don't need to go to church. Come out of those Sunday church systems. You don't need unbiblical fellowship. Examine yourselves to see where you are in your faith, in your actions, your talk, your dress, your life, your interests, your gospel, everything, and conform your life and your house, your marriage, to the Word of God. That's what we did. And then only unite to people that have already come out of the world and come out of the church and come out of those false ways. And guess what? By doing that, you keep perfect religion. Religion's good. Perfect religion, James 1 says, 127. Feeding widows and orphans. Who wouldn't feed a widow and orphan if they had a good heart?
There's a lot of people.
And keep yourself unspotted from the world. And religion that's made of man, and the sports, the politics, the entertainment, okay, tourism, all the trinket traps, this is all made of man. So the only time we would ever come and subject ourselves, I got to look down. I see women that are dressed naked. On the parade route, they had teenage girls dressed like harlots. I didn't say they're harlots. I said they dress like harlots. They're showing their cleavage, and I'm like, okay, don't put that on video. This on a parade to honor Jesus Christ, when all the biblical disciples cut themselves. So what I challenge people is, God's standard is way up here, even with Jesus. His standard's way up here. Jesus makes the perfect way for us because we can't do it. But you know what he said? He said, if you lay with a woman that's not your wife, you committed adultery. That's what Torah said.
If you think about
he it. Said, if you just think.
He upped the ante.
And if you're my brother and I hate you, I've committed murder. God's standard is way up here, even with the New Testament covenant. Man and denominational religion is way down here going, Jesus died for me. I know I sin a lot. You don't need to sin a lot. And you know what? Real quick. You know what I ask any man that tells me, well, I sin a lot? I say, what sin is it that you can't leave? I'll help you. Name me one sin that God says you can't overcome by the power of his Spirit.
Statistics show 38% of men who say they're born again have struggles with pornography.
Oh, yeah, it's all over the culture. That's because they haven't ripped their TV out, thrown it away. That's why they aren't seeking the kingdom of God, and they're still filling their lives with that filth.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you believe in any gathering of the saints?
Of course. I just said, you gather with holy, biblical, true saints.
So are you just doing that in home situations?
Yeah, we do it in home situations. We don't need a building.
We
don't need a building. We don't need paid men. The brothers can step up and teach. My wife teaches other women, not doctrine, but how to be a godly woman. The children sit and listen, but we know saints scattered all over the world. So a house body, I don't like the word church. Church means a religious assembly. I like the word ekklesia. That's the Greek
ekklesia
word.
Ekklesia is a Greek word, and most Greek citizens did not want to serve in the ecclesia because it was required.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a democracy.
Yeah.
There's 600 guys sitting in a room. Now we're going to vote on Proposition 18.
Yeah.
When is this meeting going to be over?
Right,
I got my crops to get
but,
in.
But God's word, ecclesia means called out one. So we're called out from the world. So we would only gather... We would only gather with true saints. In fact, I'll tell you a quick story. Yesterday, a pastor came up and he heard me preach. He said, preach to me. So I preached him for like 10 minutes. He goes, I like what I hear. I said, okay. He goes, we're having a church service. He goes, you can come. And I said, really? And I said, no disrespect.
You can come.
I said, no disrespect, but I said, I don't go and gather, sing, and pray with people I don't know. He goes, well, that's foreign to me. And I said,
but
the New Testament, did you hear what I said, man? I don't sing and pray and unite in worship.
Preach.
I will preach to the lost and preach to the pagans and preach to anybody who listens, but I won't sing and gather. Spiritual unity must be only for the set apart true saints. Jesus didn't pray. Here's one for you. Jesus didn't pray with one person. Now, he didn't. You go find one scripture. He did not pray with anybody. He went away to pray. Now, he was God.
I agree with you.
The disciples prayed with each other. I'll pray with other men and other women that we're united to.
He did ask his disciples to pray for him in the garden.
Yeah, pray for him, but not with. And so when you go, If I was to go to the Mormon church and sing with them, pray with them, I'm united to them. Yeah, it's not a church. It's a cult. So this guy ended up being a Pentecostal, tongue speaking, rolling on the ground, slain in the spirit. That's not of God. That's totally false. So we won't unite to people until we know them and they're walking in holiness.
What is your view on 1 Corinthians 12, the gifts of the Spirit?
Yeah, the gifts of the Spirit. I'm not a secessionist that says they're all done. They can never happen.
Like John MacArthur.
I'm not. Yeah. John MacArthur's a heretic. I got a testing on him. If you put up John MacArthur exposed, my testing comes up first page on Google. I exposed him. I have a whole testing of all these false men.
Good for you.
Don'tperish.com. He's a wicked deceiver. I'm not a secessionist that says they're all ended. I'm not a Pentecostal where people are running around, screaming, yelling, jumping up and down, saying you're not born again until you speak in tongues. I'm in the middle of the road where the truth is. And the truth is, God will still use his gifts according to his will. But it's no longer it's no longer like it was in the book of Acts. And I can prove it.
Right.
I can prove it. You know what? I can prove it. What happened in Acts 2?
The
specific.
Began.
Right?
This Holy Spirit was poured out.
Right. And what happened? Be specific.
They all spoke in tongues,
right,
in languages that did not know.
Go back further before that. Thank you.
The flames of fire.
Wind blowing in. Flames of fire.
The sound of wind.
Yep, and flames of fire. Jesus said the Spirit comes like the wind. Sounds of the wind. Flames of fire. And roughly 3,000 people speaking, intelligent languages that all these people from around the world knew.
Right.
Where's that happening today? Anything like that?
It still happens occasionally.
Where?
We actually know someone who did that.
Where?
What's
I don't believe it for a second.
Okay.
We'll test his fruit.
Okay.
It's a Pentecostal.
No, it's not a Pentecostal.
Someone was speaking.
There it is.
What was she speaking?
She went to Russia.
Uh-huh.
And she felt the Spirit come upon her.
Yeah.
And she started speaking.
A woman.
It was a woman.
Yeah. And God uses women. God uses my wife. God used women in the Bible. But today, feminization.
She's not a pastor.
I know.
She's a woman.
Yeah.
She was speaking in Russian.
Yeah.
She didn't know any Russian.
Yeah.
Russian dialect.
Now, this is what I said. I remember what I said. I'm not a secessionist to say it can happen. But here's what I would do. I would test that body she's linked to and her. And if the Holy Spirit was talking through her, about her, with her, whatever, what does she look like as a saint? Her life. How does she live? What's her gospel?
Yeah.
What's her doctrine?
We know
So, because the prophets, if the prophets showed up and they had one lie, one wrong thing, what happened to them? They were stoned.
Well,
So what I do is I say, oh, you spoke in tongues. People go, yeah, I speak in tongues all the time. Well, let me test you. You have a TV at home? Oh, yeah. What's the gospel?
We don't have a TV.
No, I'm saying, what's the gospel? They don't know the biblical gospel. Hey, do you know how to dress your temple? Women cover the head. Well, we don't really do that.
Do you keep
pagan Ishtar?
The instruction of Paul to the church at Ephesus.
Yeah, 1 Corinthians 11.
And the cross.
Yeah. Men's heads are to be uncovered. Women's heads are to be covered. For 1,900 years, the known Christian body, even the ones that were false, like evangelicals, got it right. You look at all, John MacArthur, he doesn't teach head coverings for women. All of his heroes, Edwards, Spurgeon, Luther, Calvin, guess what they all taught? Women to cover their heads.
How old is the world?
How old is the world? I don't know exactly how old the world is. I can't give you an answer on that.
Billions,
but it's
millions,
no. It's not millions and billions. No, it's not. And I just was teaching some brothers this. You know, I can prove that. How long's man been on Earth, do they say, roughly?
6,000 years.
No. Man. Evolutionists. How long do they say?
Evolutionists say, who cares what they say?
Okay.
200,000 or 300,000.
Yeah, ready? You want to refute an evolution and leave a guy with 3 PhDs stumbling in his speech? Here you go. Ready? Ask him, how long's man been around? Well, millions of years, but let's say 250,000 in our current form, we believe. Okay. Let me ask you a question. Even secular scholars agree with this. What's the oldest language in man's history?
It's Sumerian.
Do you know what it is?
Sumerian.
You're close. Sanskrit, which is Hindu, Indian.
Indus Valley.
5,000 years old. Right. That is the oldest known language. So I asked these men, so you're telling me for 245,000 years, people walked around going, nobody started talking until 5,000 years ago, and they go, I said, that doesn't sound right. And then last thing, linguistics. You know what happened? Even the secular guys tell you this. They study languages. They're miffed. For some reason, all the languages just started and blew up at one time.
Because we know why.
Tower of Babel.
here's the last question.
Yes.
I hear a lot in the news and everything else. Alternative media is what we listen to. We don't listen to the news.
Yeah.
It's not like Walter Cronkite when we were kids. About Zionists. What is the deal with the Khazarians, the Zionists, the state of Israel? What is the deal?
Oh, you're talking about should we support the state of Israel?
Yes.
What are we seeing?
Well, the nation of Israel right now, as you know it, is not the people of God. Okay? That is the false government. The town of Tel Aviv has more abortions and more sodomy, lesbianism, and homosexual clubs than any other town in the world per capita, so per number of people. Tel Aviv is a wicked place. The government is a wicked secular government. And so we're to support the nation of God, Israel, which is spiritual Israel. And one day, Christ is coming back, according to Zechariah, on the Mount of Olives. His feet are going to touch down. And Jesus is going to take back Israel for himself, but the secular government we don't support. So we walk a tenuous line. We love the Jewish people. We preach the gospel to them. We don't support their government. We don't want to see Israel overthrown because God brought them all together just like he prophesied. So it's kind of a tenuous line, but definitely the secular government of Israel, they're not of God.
So where does the Star of David symbol come from?
Where does the Star of David symbol come from?
It's a trick question.
Well, that one I'm not real sure about. I haven't studied it, but I know the Nazis used it to label the Jews.
It predates them.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. It's not. I don't believe it's biblical.
Not biblical.
Yeah, so I don't really
it's
know
not
that.
The Star of David, the king.
Yeah, and I don't think he ever had a star. This is something that came along probably through Judaism.
It came out in the mid to late 1800s. Mm-hmm. It is a symbol of Freemasonry.
Right, yeah, exactly. And I was just preaching Freemasonry. Here's one. I love to preach at Mount Rushmore. It's one of my favorite places. And I tell people that I'm standing here with my sign.
You can see
George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. And people walking by and they go, "We're Christians." And I go, "You see those men?" And they go, "Yeah." "The founders of this country?" I go, "Yeah." "George Washington, a deist and a Mason. He didn't even believe Jesus was who he said he was." Thomas Jefferson took a penknife and cut the words of Jesus out of his Bible. Thomas Jefferson cut the words of Jesus out of his Bible. Thomas Jefferson was a Antichrist. And America, why did America enter the Revolutionary War?
Because the Rothschilds told them to.
Well, okay, maybe behind the scenes. 3% tax. And I always tell people, would Jesus go to war and kill people for a 3%? If they raised your real estate taxes 3% and you took guns and started shooting people, would they call you a terrorist or a freedom fighter?
Yeah, exactly.
So America's rooted in paganism, patriotism. Yeah. And you're right. The Rothschilds, there is an elite system. The one world order's growing.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
That's the Khazarian,
yeah.
Zionist,
yep,
mafia.
And this COVID, it wasn't the mark of the beast. It was a test run to see where they are to bring in the mark of the beast. They weren't where they thought they are. So that's going to go for a while yet because people rebelled eventually. They got to get people. And here's what they're doing. I don't know if you guys have any grandchildren or anything. Okay. We have small grandchildren. This COVID thing was not for you. Wasn't for you, or me. It's for them. It's to train them masks, sitting little plastic domes. Don't go against anything. Because by the time they're 20 and it happens again, they're going to go, "We remember that. Just go along to get along." You and I will go to jail. They're just going to go along.
Real quick, my mother does have a television. And I walked by her television yesterday. And it said that the suicide rates of 5 to 19...
It says what?
Suicide rates of 5 to 19-year-olds are going off the charts.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Satan is a murderer.
What has happened in the last few years, what they've done to our young people, and what they're trying to do, approving these shots for babies 6 months old?
Yeah.
I mean, you're saying that wasn't the mark of the beast.
America's already under the judgment of God. The wrath is coming, but it's already under the judgment because the wheels have flown off to what is reasonable. People don't know if they're men, women. They call a little infant in a womb not alive, but they're looking. Elon Musk is looking for a molecule on Mars to call it life. It's craziness.
Elon Musk is not who people think he is.
I think, you know what I think? I was just telling a man, I'm not saying he's the Antichrist. He's a perfect marker of it. What one man has got the power that he has and everybody's looking to him?
Many.
I'm thinking I watch him.
Did you see what he put out?
I watch him. No, I didn't see it.
He's throwing the Bidens and all that. I mean, this is politics, but he's coming out telling why the Hunter Biden story.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if he is the Antichrist, but he's a marker of the Antichrist.
Love you, brother.
I love you too. I would encourage you, go much deeper than those systems and don't unite to them.
No, we're not.
If you want to contact me, we'd love to Bible. Do you guys live in Florida here?
Yeah.
We'll be here all winter, not here around here, but we're going to be all over Florida in the winter preaching all. We got events lined up all over.
Great.
But I'd love to Bible study with you, help you go deeper. But you must be obeying in all your ways. If your heart's transformed, I got to tell you this, your outsides have got to show it.
And do I have to cover my head to be a part of your body?
Absolutely. And yeah, absolutely. That's what the Bible teaches. Yeah, that's what the Bible teaches. And we ask men to dress biblical and not adorn their bodies. And, you know, I go all the way back and I'll leave you with this. Genesis 3:21, Adam and Eve sin. They put on aprons, which doesn't cover you. The first thing God does, Jesus does, the first thing Jesus does after that, he kills an animal, sheds blood. It's the archetype of Jesus covering us and puts skins on us. And if you look up the Hebrew word skins of coats, it means a tunic. And the reason it's a tunic, people always ask me, because man fell into sin. We're sexual beings. God created us that way. So we shouldn't be looking at each other's private parts, okay? So most people's, like, feet are not considered private parts, but we're talking about here and here without being graphic. And God did that. All the prophets, priests wore it. All the disciples wore it. Jesus wore it. He's coming back in a robe. All the women wore it. And what it does is it sets you apart out of the culture, and it takes away pride and vanity and makes you live in lowliness and humility. So I got articles and all that on my website. Great. Thanks for your time. You know what? You folks finished us off. We're just headed back. We had a rough day. Not many people wanted to talk, but you know what? Right at the end, we stuck it out. At the end, we stuck it out, and we had like 8 people. Right. In the beginning, nobody wanted to talk to us. We talked about 8 good conversations, and this is what we're looking for. Good. Pouring seeds into people. Good. If you look at my street preaching videos, you'll see me harshly rebuking false teachers because it's what they need. You'll see me talking to people like yourself and sharing the love and the truth of God.
We need to. I know even amongst professing Christians, we need to bring them up. Obviously, I'm not where y'all are because I don't cover my head. But
That's more than just that. But
somehow you have to... you have to bring in love too. They have to know that if they come into the realm,
right,
there's a love and a protection.
Yeah.
And
well,
I mean, it's something.
What is love though? Love is 1 John 5:3. This is the love of God. Keeping his commandments. So how you show love is you keep God's commandments. Right. How we show love to you is teaching you to keep God's commandments. Because if you don't and you die and lose your soul, did we love you? We didn't. Think about that. We love you. God be praised. Let us know how we can help you. Hope to hear from you.